Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack is headed to Japan this weekend to lead a U.S. delegation at a meeting of the G7 agriculture ministers. Only three countries attending the meeting are involved in the TPP, Canada, Japan, and the U.S. While the agreement itself is finalized, Vilsack said the meeting could allow for discussions between the countries regarding how to fully implement TPP.
There will be an opportunity for bilateral conversations with ministers where issues involving TPP may arise. I want to reassure my colleagues that I'm confident that at the end of the day, Congress will see the wisdom of expanding exports, increasing income for American producers and workers, and helping to balance the Chinese influence in Asia.
How the agreement is received in the U.S. depends on who you ask. Some say it will increase demand for U.S. products, particularly in agriculture, but others are concerned about job losses and an increased trade deficit. Vilsack says outside of TPP, other topics are also likely to come up at the G7 meeting.
Our Smart Agricultural Alliance and our focus on trying to make sure that we are adjusting and mitigating to a changing climate. Opportunities for us to have better collaboration on open data, sharing of information so we can accelerate innovation. Continuing to focus on food loss and waste. Chance to visit with my colleagues about antimicrobial resistance issue. Reassuring my colleagues that we're approaching this with a One Health approach, comprehensive animal and health issues being looked at. And finally, a chance to talk a little bit about strategies to revitalize rural economies in our countries to encourage new opportunities for women and new and beginning farmers.
The G7 involves seven countries: Canada, France, Britain, Germany, Italy, Japan, and the U.S. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.